The hunger crisis in Gaza has now officially been deemed a famine in a new report backed by the UN.
It is a famine, the Gaza famine.
So what does this mean? The IPC, which is the world's leading authority on hunger crises, rarely confirms that a hunger crisis has reached the level of famine. In fact, since their criteria were developed in 2004, the IPC has only confirmed 4 cases of famine. So this case of famine should not be taken lightly. The IPC's Famine Review Committee wrote that the famine in Gaza is, quote, entirely man-made.
The famine declared today is the direct result of actions taken by the Israeli government.
So it's important to understand that the famine happening now is not some side effect of war. This is deliberate Israeli policy that has been clear from the very start. Back in October 2023, the Israeli defense minister at the time specifically said, quote, "We are imposing a complete siege on Gaza. No electricity, no food, no water, no fuel. Everything is closed."
It is a famine that we could have prevented if we had been allowed. Yet food stacks up at borders because of systematic obstruction by Israel.
So what's next? The International Criminal Court has already issued arrest warrants for the Israeli prime minister and the former Israeli defense minister for using starvation as a weapon of war.
And the resulting deaths may also amount to the war crime of willful killing.
The problem now is that once the official, globally agreed upon definition of famine is officially declared, then it's already too late. People are already dying of starvation. And if there is no immediate intervention, things will only get worse.
Enough. Ceasefire. Let us get food and other supplies in. End the retribution.
I'm Abdullah, and I'll be keeping a close eye on this story, where you can read more about it at Vox.com.